As President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn in this Wednesday, the events of the past few weeks have raised questions about where we are headed as a nation. Indeed, the country saw the storming of the Capitol involving white nationalists. We caught up with Dr. Bronte DeShield, president of the Waccamaco County branch of the NAACP, to talk about the future as we mark the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. Some have suggested that what we're really seeing is that the end of an era rather than the beginning of an era, that we recognize, obviously, the demographic changes that are taking place. And this is sort of one of the final things that's occurring at the end of what really began in the 1960s with Southern strategy and all that sort of stuff. Do you think this is the end of something?
I hope it's an end to what we've been experienced concentratedly more in the last four years. I hope it is an end to that and a beginning to a new era of, like I said, for us to take all that we've built in America, all the strides that we've moved forward. And I know at times you have to take a step back to move forward, but I'm hoping in that moment is short and that we can now propel forward with our new leaders in office and the new cabinet and to rekindle and to heal the relations that we had internationally that have now been broken. People look up to America for so many things, and right now the calls, the international calls and texts that I've gotten, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed, and I really hope this is an end to the negativity and moving towards a more positive where America will rise up and go to the next level with respect to the diversity that we've been blessed with in our country.
Finally, how do you reach out, do you think, to the average Trump voter who certainly had much vested in this particular man and the movement that he represented? How do you reach out to them?
I think that meeting of the minds is important. You may not always agree with that man across the table or that woman across the table, but it's very important to be able to communicate, to listen, and to dissect and digest what they're saying, even if you don't agree with it. But there has to come a time where we have to come to the table to compromise and respect each other's opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not about Democratic or Republican. It's about us working together as Americans and doing what we have to do and need to do to move to the next level, to make sure we are doing the great things that we've always done and more, to make sure we are making sure that people feel comfortable in their skin and all the talents and gifts that they have to offer us, all the diverse languages and things that we have to offer. We have to be able to embrace that together at some point.
Do you think that they fear that change then?
I think that change can be a little fearful. Change is fearful for many. But it's my hope and my prayer that they will be able to see that we will not be able to survive as a powerful nation if we do not come to a compromise and we do not work together for the greater good of America.
Dr. Bronte DeShield, president of the Waccamaco County branch of the NAACP, on the nation as we mark Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.